This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In the fictional nightmare police state world of 1984, Winston Smith said freedom is the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. But in the real dystopic world that we now live in 2018, that's more like Brave New World, where they're building the genderless, classless, slave society, the ability to say men are men and women are women and there are only two genders, that is freedom. We were just breaking down the true abuse of children in the U.S. and U.K., where they go into mentally disabled children and confuse them and then say, would you like to get on hormones? You could really be a boy. You could really be a girl. That's what bullies and monsters do. They pick on children. That's why all of these drag-tot events, in many cases they don't even tell the parents they're coming, target first graders and kindergartners, and they dress up in macabre demon outfits and clown outfits as to traumatize. Paul Watson, shifting gears in the time we have with you. The situation with Brexit, boiling it down, gut level. I talked to a lot of people in the U.K. You live there. Oh, we had some folks over from the U.K. for Thanksgiving. And they said the people are on the edge of civil war. No, people have never been more awake. The fact that they can't get out of the EU, they never voted to be in it. The fact they're being flooded with radical Muslims everywhere and giant sex kidnapping rings and acid attacks and just London just is a hellhole now, just like Paris, that they've really jumped the shark. So may be able to engage in treason and turn Brexit into this total capitulation, even worse than what the UK was under before. But isn't this the beginning of the end for the globalists, because now they fully have awoken the nationalist parties? Like Hillary said earlier this week, she said, oh, I want open borders and world government, but you need to back off for a while. That's why nationalists are winning every election. What's your gut level assumption?
Well, what's happening with Brexit, Alex, is that I don't even know why they call this a deal. It's not a deal. It's an extension of the UK remaining in the EU. They had this transition period. First it was 1 year, then it was 18 months, now it's 2 years. Now it's forever, Alex. In Article 132 of this Brexit deal, it literally says that the UK, if the government requests it, the transition period can be extended to 31st of December 20XX. Okay, that could be anything. That could be 2099. So within this deal is the option to extend it forever, with Britain remaining in the EU, subject to all their rules and regulations, but with no say whatsoever on what those rules and regulations are, no seat at the table. And even after this transition period, if we do leave the EU, which is in name only, we're in this backstop agreement, which means we're in the customs union until we can sign a trade deal with the EU. So it's not, they haven't even agreed a trade deal. They've just extended us being in the EU until 20XX. So it wasn't an agreement. It was a complete capitulation. It was surrender. It's the worst deal in history. Theresa May somehow managed to pull off negotiating a deal so bad that it would be better staying in the EU for the UK. And that's exactly the point, Alex. They want it to be terrible. They want it to be bedlam. So then we re-enter the EU officially within the next 5 years. There was an article in the Sunday Times last week. British government considering encouraging financial market crash to intimidate MPs into voting for Theresa May's Brexit deal. So she's probably going to lose the vote on this crappy deal, which isn't a deal. And we're going to go into no deal, which is the best scenario for sovereignty at this point. Then they're going to have this financial crash they've talked about triggering it. Then have another vote where the MPs are intimidated into accepting her.
Hold on. Do five more minutes because this is too important. And I forgot to make this point. It's like the Democrats trying to plunge our economy. and Bill Maher saying plunge the economy to stop Trump. And now the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to do it. And they do it publicly. I mean, what a scandal that they're threatening financial Armageddon to keep you in the unelected EU. We'll be right back with PJW.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson is in the UK, and he just began to lay out, if you just joined us, how insane the new so-called Brexit deal is. So they take the UK, voting 2 years ago, plus, to pull out of the EU they never voted to enter. And years later, Theresa May then has a Brexit deal, which opens the borders, puts the UK totally under the unelected EU's total control. And then members of the government begin to threaten financial collapse to make the public and other members of parliament get behind staying in the EU. That's why people warned to never go into the EU, because now they're creating an EU army to dominate and control people. Paul, spend a few minutes. Lay out the compendium, because you've been going to parliament. You're involved with UKIP, the UK Independence Party. You're an advisor. You've been in these meetings, you've been at Parliament in the last week. Describe what you've witnessed and break down what's happening.
What's happening, Alex, is that we've been sold a bill of goods. This isn't even a Brexit deal. It's an extension of the UK remaining in the EU. And that's in Article 132 of the agreement, which literally states the government, if it so chooses, can trigger an extension to the transition phase, which is already the end of 2020 initially, could be the end of 2022 eventually. An extension of that until 31st of December 20XX. That could literally be in 80 years' time, we could still be in the EU under this agreement, which is the worst agreement ever. It wasn't a negotiation. It was a capitulation. It was a complete surrender, overseen by Theresa May, who voted to remain, who is a globalist, overseen by almost her entire cabinet, who are all remainers and globalists, overseen by the top civil servant in Britain negotiating Brexit, a guy called Ollie Robbins, who was literally a Soviet Union sympathizer, who hated capitalism, praised Stalin. This is in his own article from his college days, which weren't that long ago. He said, quote, "The demise of the Soviet experiment means that for those growing up in the world today, especially Western Europe, there appears to be no alternative to the mad excesses of modern capitalism." So he's in this article praising communism, praising Soviet leaders. He's the guy overseeing the agreement to extricate the UK from the EU. A remainer, a Soviet sympathizer, Theresa May, a globalist, a remainer. Okay. We're paying them £39 billion for this separation, which isn't even a separation. We're going to remain in the EU customs union for a period that we don't even know how long it's going to last. We haven't even negotiated a trade deal with the EU. If the EU chooses not to negotiate with us, then we stay in the EU because they have control over that negotiation, and they're negotiating with people who have already betrayed the UK and whose loyalties lie with globalists, not with their own country. So this is not us leaving the EU. It's an extension of us remaining in the EU. We're going to copy the common rule book, which is all the EU rules and regulations. We're going to be unable to make new trade deals with other countries around the world, including America. It prevents us from doing that. This deal, Alex, is worse than actually remaining in the EU. We'd be better off remaining in the EU because we'd actually have a say. We'd have a seat at the table. And that's exactly what it was intended to do from the very start. Sunday Times reported last weekend, MPs, the government, talking about encouraging a financial market crash to intimidate members of parliament into voting for Theresa May's crappy deal, which isn't even a deal, which isn't even as leaving the EU. So they're literally talking about kamikaze-style financial terrorism. They're fear-mongering with troops on the streets. They're saying, we won't be able to put the chemicals in our water because all the chemicals that purify the water come from European countries. They could easily source it from a different source. But again, they're not going to do that because they're intentionally trying to trigger bedlam so we essentially remain in the EU. This has been the plan from the very beginning. This is what I warned about. We've had Denmark, Ireland, France, all these other countries vote against EU treaties, and the vote is completely ignored. Every single time, they're doing the same thing with the UK. It's a complete betrayal, and it's unconscionable. I mean, they had riots in Denmark after they voted against the EU, yet they rammed it through anyway. Whether that happens in the UK remains to be seen. But they're willing to risk financial collapse and bedlam to get their way to try and override this natural populist revolution that's sweeping Europe.
Paul, I'm going to take this piece with you live in this segment, the last segment. It's very powerful. I'm going to put it out to warn the world, not just the truth about Brexit, but I mean, how do you put this? It's so epic. Traitors inside the UK threaten financial collapse, or UK held hostage with threats of financial collapse by globalist EU supporters? Because we're going to put this video out. It's very important. It's on record. They're threatening the collapse. That right there shows how villainous these people are.
Yeah, I'll read it straight from the Sunday Times. This isn't InfoWars saying this. This is from the Sunday Times. Number 10's plan is to encourage a crash in financial markets after losing a first vote. Okay, the first vote on her Brexit deal is December 13th, and she's going to lose it, by all accounts. She hasn't got enough votes, so she will lose it. So that after losing the first vote, in the hope this stampedes MPs into voting for it a second time. Remember, they did the same thing with the bailouts in America, Alex. They threatened martial law, financial collapse, basically a new depression, unless they voted for the bailouts. This is economic terrorism, and it's in the pages of the Sunday Times, the preeminent newspaper in Britain, talking about the same thing because they're that desperate to ignore the results of a democratic vote. That's how evil, authoritarian, and Machiavellian they truly are.
And that clip was on C-SPAN. There was a Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, being questioned. And they threatened martial law, tanks in the streets, if they hadn't done the bailout, mainly to EU banks. That was absolutely insane. That's how crazy all this is. And now they're threatening an EU army to physically invade places like Italy if they don't let more of the Islamists in. Great job, Paul Joseph Watson, over at NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and the articles you write, obviously, for InfoWars.com. You've got a lot of important news and information coming up. Your latest video dealing with the Chinese social score is chilling. We're going to be airing that in the third hour today. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
And we've got Brandon Darby, the head of Breitbart Texas, who is an intrepid reporter, goes over into very dangerous no-go zones in Arizona, Texas, and California, into Mexico. He's an expert on what's happening with these caravans and these invasions. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Roger Stone's going to pop in for one segment because, wow, I'm really proud of Dr. Jerome Corsi. I know he's had some physical issues that I've noticed personally and things, but there's a lot of pressure But Roger Stone Associates says he won't agree to plea deal. He refuses to lie to, I guess, indict Roger Stone. So this is just heart-wrenching to see Corsi, a super patriot. I talked to a national host, one of the biggest TV hosts in the country. Well, he's the second largest television host in the country. And he was just pointing out that this is so nightmarish. I mean, Corsi's a super patriot. Absolutely helped bring down the Soviet Union. Best-selling author, researcher, worked for the State Department many years. Absolutely a true blue American. Helped expose NAFTA and GATT, TPP. Helped get us out of the North American Union deal. And he deserves a medal, not Mueller, this globalist, trying to put him in prison. So Roger is coming up to pop in on that. And then Brandon Darby of Breitbart, Texas, editor of Breitbart, Texas, and so much more. We'll be back on the side. I haven't really properly gotten into Russia and the Ukraine situation. I will do that at the start of the next hour for two segments. Then I will play Paul's report because it's important, and I'm going to put some bookends on it that was even worse than he says on the Chinese social score that is the global program. It's all coming up next year's news today, the most censored, the most blocked, the most hated transmission. Without you spreading the links, without you sharing them on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, without you texting them to friends and family, they'll win, and this emergency beacon exposing the globalists will fail. Don't forget, we have the biggest specials ever at InfoWarsStore.com for Cyber Monday. Please take advantage of those.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
and but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been quite a two-year roller coaster with Robert Mueller III, who helped deliver the uranium to the Russians illegally, who helped cover up all the different Clinton crimes, kept Hillary with Uranium One and Hillary with the Chi-Coms and Hillary with the child smuggling out of Haiti and Hillary with hundreds of countries putting billions into her foundation. And then the very foxes that have been slaughtering the hens in the chicken coop have an endless witch hunt against Roger Stone and Trump and myself. Believe me, I know that the thing's 100% fake because I have zero connections to the Kremlin and all this crap. And then we hear that they're telling Corsi to lie. He says they're telling me to lie and make up stuff and say that Roger Stone perjured himself when he didn't. And they're asking me questions about Alex Jones. And they're asking me questions about all this, and I won't lie. And then we hear, he's going to turn. He never said that. Try to get us to turn against him. And then he goes, well, I might do a plea bargain. But now he's come out and said, well, I'm not, because they want me to lie again. Well, here's Alan Dershowitz yesterday, saying that, it's going to be devastating. It won't be criminal, but politically it'll be damning. Why doesn't the president have fireside chats and address the nation once a week? And look at the cameras and say, Hillary's the Russian agent. Hillary's the globalist. I'm the pro-American guy. I'm the guy trying to stop the border being rammed down and trying to bring our jobs back. And the Federal Reserve just raised interest rates 7 times to kill our economy. Tweeting isn't enough, Mr. President. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not saying you're not doing a great job. I'm saying people, I was talking to the military on and off air yesterday, and they said they want fireside chats. They want you looking in the camera from the Oval Office, from that famous desk, and laying out this garbage. So with this latest twist, we're going to Roger Stone, but here is Alan Dershowitz, who's been acting like he's pro-Trump lately, but now he's pulling the knife out. Here it is.
Let's just talk about the information. So we're getting information from Paul Manafort. We're getting information perhaps from Corsi. We're already getting information from Gates, from Cohen, from Phil. That's an awful lot of people tied to the president providing evidence.
It is, and I think the report is going to be devastating to the president. And I know that the president's team is already working on a response to the report. And so at some point, when the report's made public, and that's a very hard question considering the new attorney general who has the authority to decide when and under what circumstance to make it public, it will be made public probably with a response alongside. The president will say, look, it's political. There's their account and there's our account. And then the American public will have to judge
the credibility. But for you to say it's devastating is really something.
Well, but let's just talk about the information. So we're getting...
Wow. So think about that. They can't indict anybody for any connection to Russians. It's all, you didn't pay taxes 15 years ago on taxi cabs or whatever. Nothing to do with Trump. So it'll be this political garbage from someone in bed with the Russians who launched all this to cover up his involvement. Roger's popping in for the next 5 minutes. Roger, I got to tell you, I always liked Corsi, always admired him. That's why he worked for InfoWars for about 2 years. Now to see that he openly says they're telling him to lie and that he won't do it, and then, there's a plea deal, but obviously the plea deal was more lies, and he says he will not do it. Hey, what do you expect to come next? And what can we do for this poor guy, Corsi? Pray for him?
Well, first of all, it's very clear that he's being persecuted and prosecuted, not for his, not for lying, but for his refusal to lie. As he told One American News, they want him to say that he was the conduit between Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Roger Stone, and Roger Stone was the conduit to Donald Trump and the Trump campaign. That's a falsehood. That is not true. He knows it's not true. Any information he gave to me about the Podestas was available in the public domain. If you were a brilliant researcher like Corsia, knew where to look for it. And if he deduced that John Podesta's emails were being stolen and would be published, he never told me about it. That said, all of the research he did give me on the Podestas about their involvement with the oligarchs around Putin and the lucrative gas deal and the lucrative aluminum deal and the lucrative banking deal, everything he told me turned out to be entirely accurate. That's the amazing thing, Alex. There was Russian collusion, but it was in Hillary's campaign.
Well, and then she later admitted that she didn't meet once, she didn't meet twice. She met three times with Vladimir Putin when she was Secretary of State, once in his private home. She spent more than 2 hours, and she, where'd we find out about it? In her own book. Previous to that, she'd said she'd never met with Putin. Then she publishes a book after she criticizes Trump, admitting she met with Putin. I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, as we know, Barack Obama is caught on a hot mic saying, once I'm reelected, I'll have much greater flexibility. So who was it who was selling out to the Russians? Who was it who was trying to get cozy with Vladimir Putin? Not Donald Trump, that's for sure. Look, I feel very badly about Jerry Corsi. He described their interrogation of him, 40 hours of interrogation, as something worthy of the KGB or the North Koreans. And he refuses simply to lie.
Well, his quote was to NBC, they kept saying things that weren't true over and over again and telling me to say they were. That's illegal. It's not even the FBI. It's Hillary's former top lawyer involved in Uranium One, of course, and other things, other cover-ups, the foundation. She's in there literally, you know, under the hot lights for four different visits, 10 hours each time, literally trying to get him to lie or she'll throw his ass in prison, when she should be the one getting indicted, in my view.
Well, there's the real irony. You have all these Democrats demanding that Whitaker recuse himself, demanding that Acting Attorney General Whitaker come before Congress, arguing that he has no authority based on his previous political position. But the woman who mocked and ridiculed Corsi on the witness stand was Jeanne Reed, who was the personal attorney for the Clinton Foundation and for Hillary Clinton, and gave $5,400 to the Clinton campaign. That's Mr. Mueller's prosecutor for Jerry Corsi. I think this tells us much.
It tells us that these people are crazy arrogant, that they could find some other political prosecutor, but to then send in Hillary's personal attack dog, who's up to her eyeballs at the foundation with all of this criminal activity, it's just too rich. It's too much, Roger.
Well, I think the American people will see through it. But as you know, Alex, they have an unlimited budget with which to destroy Jerry Corsi, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and anybody who supports this president. That's why I urge people to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I urge people to go to InfoWars.com and make a donation if you're not looking for one of our great programs, because they want to shut us down. Taking away my voice at InfoWars is an important part of Mueller's strategy. That's why we need your support.
Folks, this is for all the marbles. You don't think we're just going to take the country back and it's going to be easy. And those of us that are willing to find the front lines have been targeted. You've been standing with us. But more than ever, we have the Black Friday specials that are the biggest sales ever, extending the specials that we had last week, Black Friday, into Cyber Monday. But it's going to end by Wednesday. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off the supplements. Water filtration, 49% off. It's all got to end. These are the best deals ever. Take advantage of them. Thank you, Roger Stone. And God bless Dr. Corsi.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, when we kick off the next hour, I'm going to get into the declaration of martial law in Ukraine and the provocation where they sent the ships into the Russian harbor, violating the treaty and harbor rules, so the Russians would then board them with their Coast Guard so that they could then declare martial law because the leader in the Ukraine is very unpopular and was set to lose the election. He's talking about canceling the election now because he did the provocation from the Russians. We're going to play all the video, show you the maps, go over the latest the next hour. Then Paul Watson's very powerful report on the Chinese Communist Social Score that's going nationwide next year and going worldwide the year after that. And Facebook and others are involved in it here. We told you about it 5 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. That is all coming up. But if you look at all this, it's interconnected. And you've got George Soros and the UN getting U.S. taxpayer money funding the caravans out of North Africa on the Zodiac boats and funding the groups out of the Middle East and Europe. And now you've got the big aid organizations building these refugee centers in Latin America and moving them towards the border. Brandon Darby is the editor of Breitbart Texas, at Brandon Darby on Twitter, Breitbart.com, /author/ Brandon Darby. Of course, you can find his work. It's usually on the front page of Breitbart. And he goes into Mexico and some of the most dangerous no-go zones, because we've sent some of our reporters in there, and the FBI meets them at the airport, because they don't even go in there. They always ask for our footage and stuff. So, I mean, Brandon goes in there hundreds of times. Perfect time to get him on to talk about the 5,000 they report in Tijuana trying to get into the U.S., the 35 million in the last 20 years that have already gotten in. But these are different. They're totally more and more being politically motivated. Before, it was a lot of folks actually fleeing carnage. And some of these people are doing that as well. But the media keeps showing images of a woman and two children instead of the fact that they're almost all military-age men. So Brandon Darby is joining us in this segment and the next to give us his expert take on this and what his ICE and Border Patrol sources in California, Texas, and other areas are telling him. The president tweeted today that Mexico should move the flag-waving migrants, many of whom are stone-cold criminals, back to their own countries. Do it by plane, do it by bus, do it any way you want. Sounds like Dr. Seuss. But they are not coming to the U.S. We will close the border permanently if need be. Congress, build that wall. And then Trump goes on from there. Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Alex.
Where to start here? Because you are one of the leading experts on this. The caravan, the latest you're seeing, Trump's response. What's front and center for you?
Well, front and center is this. We have to remember that over the last year, we've had an estimated 1,200 people, either illegally or irregularly, and that is up for debate because some of them cross and turn themselves in. But we've had an average of 1,200 people per day. That means every 4 days, there is a caravan's worth of these people coming across our border in between ports of entry. We've had this happening for over a year. And I think that people need to understand that, yes, it's important to focus on the caravan. Yes, it's newsworthy. What happened yesterday is definitely newsworthy. But people have to understand that most of the people, roughly 1,000 of those 1,200 per day, are coming into Texas. And so that is happening every day. Every 4 days is a caravan's worth coming into Texas. It gets very little coverage outside of Breitbart and a few others. Mainstream media doesn't focus on it, and also the government officials don't focus on it, and they have us focused over there, and that's fine for now. Yesterday, you know, there's an estimated 5,000 people from this caravan in Tijuana. Yesterday, 10% of them, which is 500, mostly military-aged men, decided to seize our border. They ripped open border panels, came through. They threw softball-sized rocks at our Border Patrol agents, which is life-threatening. Border Patrol agents responded with chemicals. There was debate about whether it was pepper balls or tear gas. I think it was pepper balls and pepper gas. Which could be argued that is tear gas. It is a form of it.
But when you got thousands of people storming and throwing rocks at you, they're lucky they didn't get shot with rubber bullets.
Right. And so what happened is a couple of very irresponsible parents had their kids in the mix of that. Mainstream media has decided to focus on the kids and the women holding two kids fleeing in that image, and not the photos of life-threatening softball-sized rocks being thrown at our agents as military-aged men rip our border barrier apart and run through. And that's where we're at. Media is is focusing on it. They're making some very outrageous claims, claiming that the government or that Trump is using chemical warfare on migrants. But then we remembered that in 2013, the exact same thing happened around the exact same time on November 24th or 25th of 2013, and the Obama administration responded with the same response. They used the same response, fired the same pepper bullets, fired and repelled a caravan from forcibly entering, just like Trump has done, the Trump administration has done. But when we're doing a side-by-side comparison of media coverage, the media didn't blame Obama for it at that time. They blamed the unruly people coming in. Very interesting.
Well, I've seen the headlines, as have you and everybody else. When the major media does cover this, there wasn't a lot of coverage of it last night that I saw. It was crop photos of a few women and children, as you mentioned. We just showed it to TV viewers. Or headlines like, Border Patrol attacks migrants approaching U.S. No, they weren't approaching. They were overrunning it. And then if those images are seen worldwide, just like what happened to Europe starting 6 years ago, we'll have 15 million people. And I've talked to military folks on air. I've also talked to some off air. I know you talked to a lot of people involved. They're being told by the Pentagon briefers that if these tens of thousands get in, because obviously more are coming, there are a whole bunch of caravans, as you said, many arriving every day in places like Texas. But if these really aggressive big caravans break through, that's going to then be the signal for even larger groups to start the, quote, migration.
Well, and that's kind of what we're seeing. You know, as policies changed during the Obama administration, the numbers increased and increased and increased. When Trump first took office, the numbers decreased because of the rhetoric. People thought, hey, I'm not going to be allowed to come. I'm not going to be allowed to stay. So they didn't come. And then they started to realize, wait, we are allowed to stay. So they started to come in the same numbers again. And now we're back up to Obama-era numbers, if not surpassing them. I think, you know, the average is 1,200 per day over the last year. But in October, we had over 50,000 people cross our border in between ports of entry. That's just the ones we apprehended. And they say that we probably apprehend 55% of the people who cross. So that's very significant in number. You know, I think a lot of people need to keep in mind when we're talking about this, and especially if someone out there is a liberal and they're listening, whether because they're just interested or whether because they're trying to wait for one of us to say something and use it against us or whatever they do, they need to understand that this was 10% of the caravan who did this and engaged in this behavior. There's another 90% who decided not to engage in this behavior. And rather than defending that 90%, which are telling their stories, which I could understand, that's understandable. Media is choosing to focus and defend these rock-throwing military-aged men who used a couple of women and children as human shields or as media ploys. And I think that's just the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of.
You know, Brandon, when we come back from break, I know you just stick as a journalist to the facts of what's happening, but the end game, the aid group, Soros, is involved. They admit they want to break our borders and then use the groups they bring in, who they politically control, as an internal group for milking their welfare payments that the Democrat groups skim off of, using them as a voting bloc. I mean, this is really a clear and present danger to the sovereignty of the nation. And when Trump says it's the number one issue, I mean, it really is. It's the basic integrity of having a country. And now when the president says we're a nation, they say the word nation or nationalist is bad. Well, then what are we if we're not a nation? We have the editor of Breitbart, Texas, a guy with a lot of courage, Brandon Darby, big target of the left, big target of their lies. He's a hero with us. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up!
Brandon Darby gave me some really powerful intel off record, but we're not able to get to it at this point. But let's just say this. Everybody should be watching the next few days because things are obviously already crazy. They're about to get a lot more crazy. Up to 5,000 people from the different UN-funded caravans have already showed up in Tijuana on the U.S. border with the United States there in San Diego. Compelling video, compelling audio. And Brandon, when we went to break, we were getting into what's the end game here. I mean, we know a lot of these are normal people. They're leaving economic collapse, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are socialists. A lot of them are criminals. A lot of them have been caught smuggling drugs, people. What is the big end game here, though, from your research with the Democrats and others? And what are they planning to do to President Trump? Because I see them hoping that there's some type of violence, hoping some kids get hurt. And instead of the people that put their kids in harm's way, instead of them getting in trouble, it's going to be the American people and the fact that our nation even exists.
Yeah, you know, it's a kind of a complicated deal. Like I look at these groups and I think that historically what I see is that the vast majority of them are really people who are living in a really bad situation, and they're probably not bad people. But that doesn't take away from the fact if you have 10 or 20% who are bad people, you still can't allow that many people who are the type of people who would throw rocks at our Border Patrol agents that would possibly maim or kill them. You can't allow them in the country, right? And then you get into economic issues, sovereignty issues. I mean, we have a plethora of issues. But when we look at just out of that 5,000, like I said, 10% of them tried to do something violent and aggressive. The other 90% didn't. So there's a mix of people. And it's, you know, you can acknowledge the humanity of these people and the plight that they're going through, but at the same time think, hey, as a nation, we can't allow this to occur. We can't allow you in. You know, could you imagine if those men who were attacking our agents yesterday with those rocks and had such aggression, if they would stay home and turn that aggression towards the criminal groups that are destroying their country, making it uninhabitable in the first place, they would take their country back. But instead, it's easier. See, we give a relief valve for these countries. And so all of the people who strive for something better, who are willing to fight for liberty or fight for something better and take chances for something better, we make it easier for them to come here than it is for them just to better their own country. And that's actually a disservice to El Salvador. It's a disservice to Honduras. It's a disservice to Mexico and all of the rest of the nations that we allow to do this. We need to do something that makes those people stay home, and those people who strive for better need to strive for better and fight for better in their own country so their countries will be better, so they can have jobs, they can overthrow the criminal organizations that are running their countries, and they can ultimately better the entire world that way. What we're doing, providing that pressure valve, it's not helping. It doesn't help us, but it dang sure doesn't help their countries where they come from.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you know, you've been demonized and lied about because you've been very truthful, you've been very effective, and you really scare the left because you used to be what you call a liberal, and I'm speaking for you, and I think you still are a classical liberal, just not a modern leftist. But when you look at the average leftist, they will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they want to bring these people in to have a permanent underclass that they control, just like in all the blue cities set up the very same system. And just experiencing the left, I didn't realize how bad the average leftist was even 15 years ago, when now I know in hindsight they were making up now totally proven, unbelievable lies about you. Then I've had it happen to me where they just, and it's gone from high level leftist being liars and being corrupt and hating America and Cuomo, you know, saying America was never great, will never be great or whatever, to now even low level liberals. I mean, a lot of them are still nice. But if they're a leftist, they have just gotten radicalized, and they are anti-free speech, and they're anti-family, and they're anti-America, and they just say no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And so I used to think of Antifa as a little small group of idiots, but now I think Antifa, that mindset is becoming the operating system of the Democrats. What's your view? Because you're embedded in the middle of this. You go into the most dangerous areas, see reports of anybody, and so you're seeing all sides. And I agree with you. I don't think the poor people trying to have a better life on average are bad, but they're being used by very, very bad people.
Oh, very much so. I mean, you know, this is where it's just, we all just have a big difference of how we look at the world and what we want for the world, you know. Some things we have in common, like I don't want to see people hungry. They don't want to see people hungry. I want everyone to get health care. They want everyone to get health care. But they believe in going about it a very different way. But then other things we just don't agree on, you know. They believe in a European model of our personal responsibilities. I don't. That really matters. Like, they want to take guns. I want to keep my guns. But what's behind that is really the issue. What's behind that is that they have adopted a mindset and a mentality that exists, or that was created, in an area where there's a lot of population density, where the police are nearby, We live in areas where we have a country that's very vast, wide, open, wide expanses, where law enforcement sometimes can't get there for 25 minutes or more. And with a lot of our communities in Texas, say, for instance, and in the United States even. And so taking away guns, like for me, for instance, I challenge cartels. Like, I directly expose members of Mexican drug cartels, international criminal syndicates, and I get them busted. That's what I do. That's what my writing does. I tell stories. I tell the people stories who are affected by them. I let them write it under a pseudonym. We bring enough media attention to one of these guys that the Mexican government gets embarrassed, the U.S. government gets embarrassed, they go after him. And then you have these criminal networks who strongly resent me and my team. And so for me, when you say you're going to take my firearms, or I shouldn't have a high-capacity magazine, I take that as a very direct threat to my way of life and to my existence. Because I exercise my freedom of expression, these people want to kill me, and now I have liberals who want to take my firearms from me. I don't accept that. But see, they look at the world and they don't think that we should protect ourselves or our property. They don't even value the property. I look at my property and I say, hey, that's part of my life. I worked really hard to pay for my Jeep. I worked my butt off. That's a lot of time I took away from my child to work to pay for that Jeep. If you take my Jeep, you're taking part of my life. I have to defend what's mine. They don't look at things that way because they don't value private property the same way we do. They don't value the same thing. So the left is a lot like the right. There are all these different factions on the right and different mindsets, and there's all these different factions and mindsets on the left. But right now on the left, the Democratic Party, like in Texas, it's controlled by a lot of very moderate Democrats. On a national level, it's very much controlled by the far left, who I think do sympathize with Antifa, do sympathize with the more radical elements on the far left. You know, Andrew Breitbart used to call them Chardonnay-sipping revolutionaries because they have their nice homes, they have their money, they drink their wine at night, their Chardonnay, yet they glorify, deify, romanticize their more radical counterparts on the left, and they offer cover for them. Whenever I had an issue, when I worked undercover, I busted a bunch of far leftist Antifa guys who were trying to bomb Republicans and bomb law enforcement officers simply for meeting and for expressing their constitutional, engaging in their constitutional rights to meet and assemble and express their views. They tried to shut the RNC down in 2008. And did the New York Times editorial board go out there and throw Molotovs? No, they didn't. But what did they do is, instead of framing it as far left spawns bomb plot, they framed it as far left feels betrayed by their government. And they began to frame and offer political air cover for these far-left radicals. I was the bad guy. The FBI was the bad guy, not the people who tried to burn and maim people with homemade napalm.
Oh, listen, when I tried to get into Trump's inauguration, they had all these entrances blocked. They beat up women and children in front of me. The police were protecting them because they were, you know, still under Obama's control until Trump got inaugurated. And then the media, the New York Times, called me and said I made that up. When I sent them like 10 articles showing it, even from NBC News, they said I made it up. So it's this upside down world where Jim Acosta grabs the mic, pushes the woman's arm down, and then they say we doctored the video. I know you're about to be on the road. You got to go. Very exciting stuff coming up from Breitbart, Texas, with Brandon Darby. But we got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes because I want to ask you when we come back in 5 more minutes where you think all this ends and how can we reach out to the average leftist and get them to think for themselves, because there's 7.5 billion people in the world. There's about to be 10 billion by 2030, they estimate. Less than a billion are in the first world. We can't have billions of people coming here. I mean, and not with a welfare state, it'll collapse. And, you know, in the days of Ellis Island, you didn't get any welfare. You got quarantined for 3 months. They just act like, no, Statue of Liberty, everybody come in, everything's free. We'll go bankrupt. Brandon Darby's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do, share the live links to get around the censors.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.